Okay, yeah, but where is that coming from? Why is that different between whatever? Okay, today's daf is daf pei hey. Today's daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Dasko. Zeik on Nishmas, Baruch Yehuda, Miyosef Yechiel Michal, Neshama should have an Aliyah. We are on pei, I believe, we are on pei dalet on the base, about 6-7 lines from the bottom, Itmar. From the words Itmar. So, we learned, okay? I'm just going to find it in my Gemara, and then we'll be good to go. Itmar, okay, there was a machlokas in the base measures. Okay, we have a case, man, we're talking about that you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. We have this whole machlokas of breaking the bones. Is it when there's meat on the bone, when there's no meat on the bone? So we have this machlokas in the base measures. Avrish ain't allowed kazai's bus for makom zes. You have a limb that doesn't have any meat, any flesh on it in this area. I guess that's the area you want to break it, or it's going to be broken. V'yeshalav kazai's bus for makom acher. But somewhere else on the limb, there is a kazai's buser. May you or may you not break that bone. Rabbi Yochan Amar Yeshbo Bishum. Mieshbo Mishum Shvirasa at Samar Yochan says, yes, there's a violation of breaking the bone because there's a basar, it's meat of the shear of Achila, the Kazayas, on this bone. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ainbo Mishum Shvirasa at Samar. There is no violation of breaking the bone of the Korban Pesach because in order to violate it, you would need the shear Achila in the place of where you were breaking it. So, Esri Rav Yochan Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Yochan is an Ask Akasha to Rish Lakish. Pasuk says, by Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, V'etzem lo sishbru bo. And its bone you shall not break. Right? So Gemara says, Raisa continues, Echad etzem sheyeshalav kazayis basar. That includes a bone that has a kazayis basar. The echad etzem sheyeshalav kazayis basar. And that includes a bone that does not have a kazayis basar. Tosis points out, we're not going like a shita of the Chachamim, who would say that that's actually the case. But even if there's no flesh, you have a isser. He said, well, I'm going to shita Rebbe. So Rebbe says, so my ainalav kazayis basar. What is the meaning of the Braisa when it says that you violate breaking the bone if there is no flesh on that bone? Elaim with the analog kazai's buster cloud, if you tell me it's because there's no meat at all on that bone, amai yeshbo shvirus esem. Why would there be a violation? Right? There should be no violation if there's no meat. El alav hachikama. This must mean what the Braisa means. And of course, when someone says this must mean, so then when you answer it, you say that is not what it means. So he says, El alav hachikama. Echad etzem yeshlof kazai's makum zeh. Whether the bone has meat on the place where you want to break it. The echad she'enalav kazai's baser b'makum zeh v'yeshlof kazai's b'makum acher. Doesn't matter where the kazai's baser is, you would be chayev for breaking the bone. Kasha on Reish Lakish, who says that if there's no meat at the makum shvira, you wouldn't be chayev. So Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish won't answer. Amarle, you misinterpreted the Braisa. This is what the Braisa means to say. Lo, hachika amar. Whether the bone has a kazayis of butzer on the outside, doesn't have meat on the inside, and the outside only has on the inside, meaning it has marrow. I'm not sure how exactly you know that from looking on the outside, but maybe there's a way to tell. But right, that is that you will be chayiv if you break it in the air, in that if there is meat, whether on the inside or on the outside, on the place you want to break it, you're going to be chayiv. But Braisa doesn't say anything according to Reish Lakish about a limb that has meat on one spot, but you're breaking it on a different spot. So he just refutes the assumption of Rav Yochanan, and you're good to go. So the Gemara now brings a proof that you're not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach if it has moach, if it has marrow on the inside. And we don't say the problem is, you don't say you're supposed to eat the paper, you're supposed to eat all the meat. So why don't you say, asid ochelos asay, the mitzvah asay of achilas Korban Pesach, maybe it should be doche the los asay of breaking the bone. The Gemara says, Matanya, the Hanani here is benichusa, Rashi points out, it's a support. The etzem otish brobo, do not break a bone of it. Echad etzem jesh bo moach, whether it's an etzem that has marrow, if it doesn't have marrow, I have to eat the meat on this night. That's bechilas basar al gabei etzem. That's only discussing the meat on the outside, the meat that's on the bone. But do not break the bone to get the marrow on the inside. Oh, ain't no. Or the Marisa continues. Maybe not. Maybe ela bebasar shabatocha etzem. Maybe I'm supposed to go and break the bone to get the marrow that's on the inside. Umani mekayim the etzem losis rubo. And what do I do with the pasuk then about the etzem should not be broken? That's be etzem she'ein bo moach. That's talking about the bone that does not have any marrow. Of the etzem she'yesh bo moach, but a bone that has a marrow, shover, you should break it. Ve'ochel, and eat it. Ay, ve'al titame, and don't ask me, are you violating the los asay, do not break the bone. She'arei yavo asay, the asay of achlos abasar b'lai lazeh, ve'yitche los asay, and it'll knock off the los asay of etzem losis rubo. Asay doche los asay.
Right. About doing something. Why do we say then that Asay should be...
That's the whole thing about Asay. Asay is more powerful.
No, I understand in general, if you have two competing...
Right.
Asay and a Los Asay, that itself.
Right, so here you have.
But you have an assay that is exactly lines up with the Los assay.
Right.
If I tell you that you must cross Peninsula Boulevard,
right.
But you can't cross Peninsula Boulevard with a bicycle.
Right.
Well, maybe crossing Peninsula Boulevard should be able to do it with a bicycle. The rule is specifically made for Peninsula
Boulevard.
Okay,
so the rule is for every other situation other than the situation where you have a mitzvah assay, where you have a positive commandment. It trumps.
But the rule of not breaking your bone is specific.
Right, and the rule of eating all the meat in the Korban Pesach is also specific to Korban Pesach.
Obviously, when they made both rules, they knew about one.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have a rule.
So one rule trumps the other rule. In all situations, other when the assay is intact, you can't violate it. When the assay is there, you can violate it. It's just a hierarchy. It sets forth a hierarchy.
But the rule was made knowing that...
Correct. And they were made knowing that in that situation, this rule doesn't apply, the other rule applies.
If a bone doesn't have marrow in it, why would you want to break it?
You know, you're only breaking the bone if it has marrow in it.
Why wouldn't it have marrow?
Right, whatever. We're missing Yossi now. But that's the case. It has marrow. One has bone.
If you know...
The marrow is defined as meat in the Korban Pesach. That's what we've been saying the past couple of months.
If you know there's no marrow in that sort of...
Then
marrow,
you may not break it.
Then why would the Torah need to tell you not to break it? Well, there's no need to break it anyway.
Well, that's... Maybe you want, I don't know, but if you just, you're eating it, you have to be telling you to be very, very careful when you're pulling off the meat. Don't break it.
Well, I always thought that the reason had to do with that it's not something that, I thought there was a conference for this, and that
right.
The reason was that it's not something, you won't find kings, you're supposed to be,
yeah,
like,
okay,
king,
okay.
Not, a king wants not going to suck the meat out of a bone,
okay.
Like, which people do.
Okay, no, that's why you're not supposed to break it.
Right.
Exactly. Right. What he's saying, maybe the Bryce saying, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says you have to eat all the meat. There's another pasuk that says, you're not allowed to break the bone. So now you have a competition. The normal rules in halacha is that the asay pushes off the los asay. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's not Bryce Salamin is. So Gemara says, no, al titamash, yevo asay vitcha los asay. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Because it says a second time, kishu omer ve'etzim al tishbaru bo pesach sheni. It already says, like, it says it once, don't break the bone. And then pesach sheni, it says again, don't break the bone. She'ain Talmud Lomar, it's not come to teach me the halacha if you're not supposed to break the bone. Shreikvar Nemar, Kichol Chukas HaPesach Yasu or so. We already know at Pesach Sheni, all the rules of Pesach Rishon apply. So why do you have to say, again, this specific rule of don't break the bone? Come to teach us, Havei Omer, Echad Etzem She'ish Bomach, Echad Etzem She'im Bomach. It gives another hierarchy and says, no, when it comes to this Los Asay is not going to be trumped by the Asay. That's when the Torah reiterates it a second time, that you don't break the bone. The whole point being here is that you see from here, there's an Isser to break the bone to get the marrow, and that's what Reish Lakish is saying, that Brisa that Rav Yochanan was trying to prove against him, that's what he's talking about. It's not talking about meat on one part of the bone and meat on the other part of the bone. It's talking meat on the inside and meat on the outside. Tosfos has a tough time with all the Asay Docha Los Asay here, because there are different rules of Asay Docha Los Asay. Number one, Asay Docha Los Asay is only when you're doing it be'idna, the exact same time. For example, I'm wearing my tzitzis with shatnas. The exact moment that I'm violating the Los Asay of wearing shatnas, I'm also being Mekayin in the mitzvah say of wearing tzitzis. Here, it's not the exact moment. It's separate. I break the bone at time A, and I eat the marrow at time B. It's not the exact moment. So it's not be'idna. So how do you say Asay Docha Los Asay? So Sfas Emes says, because usually there's no other way to get to the bone. I mean, that's the way to do it. There's no other way. It's not like you could theoretically do it be'idna. It can't be done be'idna. But then Tosfos says also, Asay Docha Los Asay is also only when there is no other way to do it. Here, it's theoretically another way to do it. Tosfos doesn't answer this question. You could, we mentioned before, you can burn a hole in the bone and suck out the marrow and not break the bone. So why would you have a havamina? I mean, they're asking your question, but with halachic backing as to why you're saying, why would you have having to say, asay b'docha los asay, in this situation? Okay, but the Gemara defeats that anyway by saying that the fact that the Pasuk says it a second time shows it that in the hierarchy of things, the breaking the bone is more important than getting the marrow from the inside. So now, the Gemara is going to go back and ask on Reish Lakish as follows. So when asked from the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Meisvei, Eber sheyotza miksaso. So you have a limb of a Korban Pesach that part of it was Yotze. Korban Pesach means it went outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Part of the limb, like here's the border, went out like this. So part of it went out. So now I got a problem with a psul Yotze on the meat. So what? But I have part of the meat is still on the inside. So what do I do with this limb? So Chotech ad makom shemagila etzem. Basically, what you do is you slice the meat off the bone till you get to the bone. You slice it, right? The kolef, and then you peel the flesh back. right? You peel the flesh back, ad shemegila perek, until you get to a joint, v'chotek, and then you separate the joints, because you're not breaking a bone, you're separating the joint. So let's say it was by the elbow, right? So the meat comes out to the elbow, so you slice over here the meat, you pull this all back, till you get, I guess, to the shoulder or something like that, and you separate the, or you get to the elbow, right? So the elbow, you get to the elbow, and you separate it, so the piece that was outside goes outside, and the piece that was inside comes inside, and you have all the meat that you need, that you need, because you peeled it back, and you're good to go. If you're right, Reish Lakish, there's no violation of breaking a bone if there's no meat on it, if there's no violation of breaking the bone at a place where there's no flesh on it, why do I have to peel back the meat all the way? Just peel off an area, just peel away an area, right? A certain area, break the bone over there, and you're good to go. Because that right where you're breaking it, there would be no meat. Just take the meat off from the spot where you're going to break it. According to your Reish Lakish, that should be fine. Because there's no kazayas at the place where you're breaking it.
Is that meat Raya?
The one that was out Yotze? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. So Abaye Amar, Abaye says, number one, Mishum Pekah, Rabina Amar Bekulius. So Abaye says, number one, the problem is because of concern, really, he's going to say the rice, so you can't do it. But there's a concern that if you chop off a bone in one area, I guess the vibration or something will cause a crack. Maybe cause a crack the lengthwise. It could cause a crack in the rest of the bone. Therefore, we don't want you doing it if there's another option. And Ravina Amar, no, we're talking about Bekulius. We could be talking about the thigh. The thigh apparently, right? He says Bekulius is the yerech. It has a lot of moach. It has a lot of marrow inside. So even if you would peel back the meat, you're still violating. I don't know. Somehow you're still violating the issur of breaking a bone that has meat inside. I'm not sure exactly, because if that's already on the outside, right, if you have the coleus, you're talking about the thigh, the thigh has moach inside, so even if you peel back the flesh, oh, right, okay, the suggestion was, just peel off a little bit and break the bone where there's no more meat, but it doesn't matter, there may be no meat on the outside, but there will be flesh, there will be moach on the inside, and that will cause a violation, okay. So now the Gemara is going to move off to a topic to Piggle, and they're going to move off this because we're going to try to come use something that we just mentioned as a raya. So it's not awesome. We learned over there. Over there means daf kuf chaf at the end of the Masechta, a Piggle, a korban that is puzzle because of Piggle, he had improper thoughts, v'hanosar, and a korban that's puzzle because it was left beyond its a lot of time, mitaminas hayadayim. Mid rabban, and we say that the meat of those korbanos are mitaminas hayadayim. They made a gezera that whoever touches them, their hands get come tame, right, up to the wrist. Right, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda give reasons why. Chad Amr bnei Chashtei Kehuna, v'chad Amr bnei Atzlei Kehuna. One says because of the Rechoshet the Kohanim, and one says it's because of the lazy Kohanim. What's the talk? And there's no machlokas. Mar Masni Apigol, the one's talking about Pigol, Umar Masni Am Nosar, and one's giving his reason for the Nosar. Mar Masni Apigol, the one who's Masni, who says that the reason is Mishum Chashtei Kehuna, talking about Pigol. What's Chashtei Kehuna? Rashi points out, he says, Shechashodim Lefagar Korban Mishum Eva. Kohanim were short-tempered, and they got angry at somebody, and they decided, you know what, we're going to mess you up, and we're going to be Mechashiv, your Korban, we're going to make a Pigol, and now you have to bring another Korban to be Yotze. So Gazrul have a Pigol, Shehit Mesa Yadayim. So they made a Gezerah that, oh, you think you're so smart, you're going to make a Pigol, now your hands are Tameh. So Kadesha Yezel et Sarich Lahatpil Yadav Kodim Shigila Kodesh V'Yetrihu. Now it's going to cause him all to do. He has to dip his hands in before he can go back. Tosa says, wait a second. This guy doesn't care about the fact that he's in Mefagel Korban, but he cares so much about the Tumah of Yadayim. Yeah, we've seen that we've seen that plenty of times in Shas, where people have misplaced religiosity. They're much more concerned about the Ben Adam L'Makom than they are about the Ben Adam L'Chavero. They're more concerned about the L'Chavero, Ben Adam L'Makom. They had different priorities. And the Kohanim were much more concerned about their Tumah V'Tahara. I mean, you see that with the Tzedukim. They were very concerned with Tumah V'Tahara than they were necessarily about their Ben Adam L'Chavero. Okay. It happens all the time. Okay. And man damaste anosar, and the one who's talking about, who said the gzera about why nosar becomes tamei is mishum atzlei kohuna. That's because of the lazy kohanim. Those kohanim were lazy. They'll take their time. They won't put. Are you taking your time? Then you won't put it up. Now you have to deal with nosar. You're tamei. You have to take the nosar off your tamei. There, make sure to give them an impetus to make sure that they burn it on time. Okay. So now we're going back. We're discussing about Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. So mar masni, one of these amorim, either Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, says that the shear of that pigol or nosar that creates this tumma is kazayis. Umar masni, one says the shear of pigol or nosar that creates tumma is a kabetz, a little larger. Man masni kazayis, so why each one says what they say? Man masni kazayis, one says kazayis, ki isuro. He's saying that if you violate eating pigle, you violate eating nosar with the kazayas. So the same way that the violation is a kazayas, so to the tumah is going to be make a gzeira on a kazayas. Umar man de masne kabeitza kitumaso. And the one who says the beitza is talking about tumaso. When it comes to tumas ochlim, beitza is the shear for tumas ochlim. Whether it's to convey tumah or to accept tumah, beitza is the shear. So we're talking about tumah. We're going to make the same type of shear when it comes to tumah. We're going to say kabeitza. So Yibayilahu, they asked the question. Yotze, we just talked about nosar and pigol. What about a korban that was yotze chutz l'mechitzasa? So kachet kachim left the Beis HaMikdash, kachet kam left the Yerushalayim, korban Pesach would be leaving Yerushalayim. So the korban was yotze. Gozer rabbanan tuma olo. When the rabbanan goes, are tumas yadayim on that korban as well or not? Again, maybe you want to prevent people, to make them careful, and say, if you violate this, you're going to have tuma. So the Gemara says, mi amrina nosar de gozru, nosar de gozru tuma de asilat suli bay. Maybe you'll say that by nosar they made tumah because nosar is just being something that's being lazy. But to yotze, it's more than being lazy. It's someone has to proactively take this and bring it outside. Maybe they didn't make a gzeira over there because people will remind you, or it's not something that's so typical, it's a little atypical that someone's going to purposely take the meat out. Right? Aval yotze apuk b'yadayim lo makile lo gozer b'rabanan. Or they made no difference. They made that's like they made gzeira by nosar. They made gzeira by yotze. So tashma, let's bring a raya. My raya again is in this mission that we just quoted, which we'll learn on Amud Beis. Eiver sheyotza miksaso. Sorry, that the eiver, that part of it went out of the Beis HaMik, out of the Korban Pesach, went out of Yerushalayim. So what do we have to do? We slice the meat, ad shemegila etzem, until you get the bone, the kolif, and you peel it back, ad shemegila perek, until you get to a joint, and then where the two joints meet, you cut it off, you separate the bones, and you're good to go. Now, iyamar gazru b'rabanan tumah, so now if they make tumah on the part that was yotze, so look what happens. Part of the limb is out, it's yotze. So what happens? The tumah from that part spreads to the part that is not yotze. So what? The whole peeling off process, what did that do? You still can't eat that piece of the Korban Pesach because you made it tummy. So it must mean that you didn't make it tummy, otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat it. Right? Gemara says, Iyamar gazru bei rabbanan tumah, ki chotech le'mahave, hakamatamale. It makes it tummy. So the Gemara is an answer, I get the question, why would peeling away the meat, you peeled away the meat and you solved the whole issue about breaking the bone, but you didn't solve anything. If the part that went outside of the walls of Yerushalayim was tameh, then the tameh it's touching the rest of the meat, so everything is tameh. So what did you solve? So the Gemara is going to answer with some esoteric halachas regarding tumah. The Gemara says no. It says no. It's tumah sesarimhi. It's hidden tumah, right? Tumah sesarim lo matamya. Tumah sesarim lo matamah. Hidden tumah means that you don't see the actual point of where something becomes tameh. The case that they bring down is a zav who's holding a rod on his underarm, and then with that rod touches something else. So since it's hidden, it doesn't convey tumah. It's a halacha when it comes to... So here too, I'm not sure what sahava means, because how else does tumah ever spread amongst food? Here to say that because the connection is hidden, you know, you don't know where the meat, you know, you can't see where the tummy part of the meat touches the non-tummy part of the meat, but that's how all food is like that. So I'm not sure I understand what the Havamin here is. Gemara says, no. We go, so the Gemara says, Tumah Sesarimi, and Tumah Sesarimi Lomitame, therefore there's no Tumah. So it doesn't spread. So peeling away, you're good to go. Then the Gemara asks, Ula Ravina, da Amar Chibure, Ochalim Lav Chiburu. Ravina says, no, that when meat is not viewed as being together, and meat is going to be viewed as each separate part. So there's nothing, there's no hidden part. There's no hidden, it's not one unit that has part of it hidden. It's two separate units that are touching it, which makes sense. He says, Hebrew ochlim lav Hebrew, who commanded mefrisidami, and they're considered separate, ma'ikla memar, ha'kanogi ba'adadi become a tame. You have two parts of meat that are now touching each other, and that becomes tame. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll answer. El mandamasik zayis, let's make a zayis, mandamasik a beitza, let's make a beitza. According to one that Amr says, in order to get tumah, you have to have the size of kazayis, we'll say that the amount of meat that was outside the walls was less than the kazayis. According to one that says, you have to have a beitza to convey the tumah, the amount of meat that was outside the walls was less than the kabeitza. So therefore, yeah, technically speaking, there would be tumah, but there's not going to be in this case because it's not large enough to create for tumah. Okay. So therefore, they have to make the special kimta that the case of the Mishnah is only speaking about where what left the walls of Yerushalayim was flesh that was less than the kazayas. Therefore, you can do this whole peeling off part, and you don't have to worry about tumah. But if it was more than a kazayas that left that went out, then you'd have this problem of tumah derabanan. But that's my another question. That means then you have tumah derabanan, right? Because there's only a tumah derabanan, which is now forcing you to not eat part of the Korban Pesach, which we just said is the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. It was almost such a strong mitzvah saseh to be doke lo saseh, and now this tumah d'rabbanan is going to knock it off. I don't know. Okay. Tashma. Again, we're trying to figure out again now whether or not the chachamim what goes with tumah by yotze. So tashma hamotzi b'sar pesach mechabur lechabura. So you have the chabura. You're eating in your house. This guy's eating in his house. Or you're eating in this room. He's eating in that room. You're not supposed to take your korban pesach. We'll learn soon why. You're not supposed to take korban pesach from room A to room B. So hamotzi b'sar pesach mechabur lechabura. Avo pishu b'lo saseh. Even though he violated a law, because the pasuk says lo sotzi min abayis min abasar chutzah. Don't take from your house to outside. Nevertheless, the meat is tahor. The meat is tahor. My love, what does it mean? Tahor. My love, tahor of the usser. It means it's still tahor, but it's usser. It's forbidden to eat it. Right? Da yote me chabur le chabura, ki yote chutz no mechitzas odami. Because leaving one chabur to the other chabura is the same thing as that's yote. The Korban Pesach may not leave its chabura. So that becomes the place where it has to be eaten. If you move it to the other room, that's the din of yote. Right? Say it's yote. And the Gemara says, u mifsal. Right? It says that it's pasul. Right? It's pasul. Therefore, you see that yotze is pasul's the carbon. So it's just like they made a tamei and they made a soul by no certain pigle. They did the same thing by yotze, right? But the Gemara says, "Vafilu hachi tahor." You see that it's tahor. It just says it's pasul. It's not tamei. So therefore, you see not what I just said. Alma lo gazer rabbanon tuma. Therefore, you see the rabbanon did not make a gzeir of tuma on yotze. Again, this thing is yotze from one chabur to the other chabura. That's a psul, should be a psul yotze. Yet the Brisa says it's not tahor. You may not, right? The Brisa says that it is still tahor. It's just not allowed to be eaten. The Gemara says no. Lo tahor umutter. It becomes tahor and mutter. The yotze mechabur chabur alap yotze mechatzos adami v'lo pasul. Because you're talking about a completely different thing. There's an isser of yotze. The isser of yotze by korban pesach is kachim kali. That's leaving Yerushalayim. There's another isser of not taking your korban pesach from one chabura to another chabura. If you do that, you violate a law. But it doesn't have any impact on the korban. So the reason why it's tahor is because there was no yotze. So don't prove to me here, oh, you see that yotze is also has tumma. This isn't a yotze case. This is chabura to chabura case. Yotze only means bringing the korban outside of where its species can be eaten, and the Korban Pesach can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Not from Chabur. Chabur is a different Isser, so therefore it would be Tahor, and it's going to be kosher to eat. But you just violate an Isser of going with Chabura with Chabura. Again, so no Raya. The Gemara says, I have a Hakatani Seifa, but did the Seifa say, Ha'ochlo Hareze Belo Sase? Somebody who eats it, he violates a lav. What lav is he going to violate if he's Yotze? Right? Should he violate the Yotze? I don't know what the question is. Did he violate the lav of Lo Sotzi Min Habayis? But he says here, if you eat it, you violate a law. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam al mandamar kebetsa de isbe kezayis less le kebetsa." So according to the mandamar, says that in order they will go to tuma on piglo noser only when they have the shear of a kebetsa. So you understand. So what happens over here is that what went from one chabura to the other chabura was only a kezayis, not a kebetsa. So eating that kezayis, you violate the law, but it's not enough for tuma because you need a kebetsa. El lamanda amr kezayis ma'ikel meimar, but according to the one amr says that you violate yotze and they get violate yotze and the tumah comes on a kebetza on a kezayis. So ma'ikel meimar, if you pull it over from one house to the other house, you violate the lav. How can you violate a lav? It must be kezayis. If it's a kezayis, then there should be yotze. So ella be yotze korban pesach lo mi boi lo and the lo gozer b'nam tumah. He says no. Let's split up yotze. We were asking the question about yotze by all karbanos. By Korban Pesach, the Yotze, they did not, we're not going through Rabbanon Tumah. There's no Gzeir of Tumah by Yotze. My Taima, B'nei Chabura is the reason then. Because you have a lot of people around you. That one's going to remind the other. Someone's going to clap and say, La'al V'yovo. Someone's going to clap and say, don't bring the Korban Pesach out. So therefore, it's not a typical situation. Chachamim weren't worried about that. They weren't goes there. So Yotze by Korban Pesach, even from Chabula Chabura, or from Yotze outside the walls, they're not going to have the Gzeir of Tumah. However, Ela Kikam Yibaylon, the Shaila was, be Yotze Bekachim. All other Karbanos, if there's Yotze. By all other Karbanos, we said Piglon Nosa, then we go Zer Tumah. By all other Karbanos other than Korban Pesach, was there a Gzeir of Tumah or not for Yotze? That's the Gemara leaves at a Teiku. By Korban Pesach, we have no problem. If you go from Chabura to Chabura, or you leave it, or it's Yotze, if it's Yotze outside the walls, so there's a violation. If it's Yotze outside the walls, you can't eat it, you may not eat it. But there's not going to be any tumah derabanan. Okay. So the Gemara then says, "Umotze b'sar pesach mechabur lechabur minayin." How do I even know that there's an isser to take the korban pesach from one group to another group? The Gemara says, "The Tanya, we have the following brayso. The pasuk says, Lo sotzi min abayis min abasar chutza. Don't take from the house from the meat outside. Ailey Elmi Bias Labias. I know that I can't go from one house to another house, right? I can't go from 6-park circle to 4-park circle. Right? Mechabula Chabura, if I have a big house, which I don't, if I have a big house and I have different people eating in one room and other people in the other room, how do I know that I can't do that? Talmud Lomar, Chutza. Right? Tolotu Minabasar, Chutza. Chutz Lachilaso. Outside of the place where it's supposed to be in. Can't bring it. So that's why, that's where we learn it from. So Amar Rabbi Ami, says, Hamotzi Basar Pesach, Mechabula Chabura. If someone, this is, I think this is strange. You tell me, someone takes a basar pesach from one chabura to another chabura, eino chayev ad sheyaniach. He's not chayev until he places it down. I mean, he has to have an akira in his house, and he has to place it down in the other house. Why? Because hotzah ksivbei. It says hotzah, and we're going to learn out by Shabbos, like the malacha of hotzah, k'shabbos. Ma Shabbos ad the oven hanacha, av hachanami ad the oven hanacha. Just like by Hilchos Shabbos, you're only chayev hotzah if you have an akira in one rishus and a hanacha in another rishus. So too by Korban Pesach, if you're not going to be chayev for be motzi from one chabura to another chabura, unless you picked it up in one and put it down the other. So that somehow, what? What does one have to do with the other? Yeah, but hotzah, there it's a malacha, to be malacha, there's certain rules, hotzah is a malacha gerua, and they're giving all these other, there's dalat amos, what do you mean? What if you take from in your chabura dalat amos, motzi dalat amos in the you do it all the way, or don't do it? It's just, you're picking a, it seems to be a weird, like, what's the reason? You need hotzah. If the whole reason behind it is that you're not supposed to take it out from your place, then once you took it out from your place, it should be a violation. Correct. But that's to define the malacha. Here you're defining, it seems to be that the reason why you're not allowed to do this is because you have to eat the Korban Pesach in its place. Once I took it out of its place, I'm done.
I hear.
So here too, you have, so the Gemara then asks, Masiv, Rabbi Amar Bar Memo asks, we learned in Zvachim, it says here in Daf Kuf Dalet, this is talking about the parim hanisrafim, certain parim that have to be burnt outside of the three machnos, which means they have to be burnt outside of Yerushalayim, right? How you sovim osam bimotos. I guess they would schlep them on with these, that's a fine motos, these sticks or staffs that they would hold. What?
Poles.
Okay, they had these poles. They would throw them all the poles and carry them out. Right? That's like by the Meraglim, right? They carried everything with the on the motos. All right, so they would carry them out, right? So that would, so harishonim, so you can't, so you have two people carrying the front and two people carrying it on the back. That's going to be like this week's parsha with carrying the poles of the kalim. So you have two people carrying in front, two people carrying in the back. So harishonim yatsu chutzachomos hazara, those who are carrying the front, as soon as they leave the walls of the azara, the acharonim lo yatsu, and the second ones are still inside. Harishonim etam begodim, v'acharonim etam begodim. The first ones already become tamei. The halacha is that they become tamei for carrying these parim nisrafim. They become tamei, and therefore they transmit tumah to their clothing immediately upon leaving the border. Whereas the outside ones are not tamei until they leave. But why are they becoming tamei? They didn't have a hanacha yet. They just took it out. Right? He says v'halonach. The first ones, why are they tamei right away? You just said in order to violate the right, this motzi chabura chabura, you have to have hotzah. Right, it's learning hotzah. Now here also, I guess, let's say hotzah. You have to take it out. So why aren't they why aren't they tamei? Why are they tamei prior to having this hanacha? So the Gemara says, "Who mosu lo mufariklok bin nigrorin." They're dragging it. I guess so. By they're kirin the hanacha at the same time. What? Love it. Okay, great. So they're dragging it. So halachically speaking, it's already at rest, and that's why they become tamei immediately when it walks out. Right. It's interesting. Interesting. Okay. Next Mishnah, right? Well, maybe it's on Yontif or on Shabbos. Next Mishnah. Okay, we've seen this Mishnah twice already. Aver sheyotzeh miksaso, aver of a korban pesach, where part of it is leaves the chomos of Yerushalayim, and therefore that part becomes pusel, and now you have to separate the meat from it because you can't break the bone. So chote, if you make a slice around the flesh, right, achimigila etzem, until you get to the bone, right? I guess make a circular slice, and you get to the bone, the kolef, and then you peel it back, achimigila perek, until you get to the joint, vichotech, and then you separate the two bones, and you have the meat That was not yotze, it has been peeled back, and you could eat that. The meat on the other side, it gets burnt, and you separate the bone, and you burn those two things. Ubu mikdashim, but other karbanos, besides the Korban Pesach, where there is no violation, there's no isser about breaking the bones, so part of the meat goes, part of the limb goes out, no problem. Kotzis v'kupitz, take this big knife and just chop it off. She'ein bo mishum shviras etzem, because there's no problem breaking the bone, just chop it off on the spot, you know, on the border of where what went out, chop it off, and then, fine. Burn the part that's pasul and keep the part that's not pasul. So now the Gemara switches different tracks and now says, talking about the gates of Yerushalayim. So you have in the gates and the walls, you have the gate. What's considered inside the walls and what's considered outside the walls? So you have the door that swings open. You have the doorway, which is thick. There's a thickness in the doorway. And then you have the inside of the doorway. So that's the Gemara says, min ha'agaf. The agaf is like you have like an opening in the doorway. I just think of Shariafo. You have the opening in the doorway, and you have this big thick wall that's part of the doorway. So from the part of the doorway inside of Yerushalayim, that's going to be lifnim. That's lifnim. Min ha'agatz ulechutz, from the outer part of the doorway of the door frame outside, that is outside. Okay, fine, that makes sense. The question is, the Mishnah doesn't mention what about the thickness of the door of the doorway itself. It seems to be you can make a deal either way about the thickness of the doorway itself. Hachalanos, the windows, the ove hachoma, and the top thing is the top of the wall, kilifnim. That's considered part of the city. Okay. The Gemara says, Amarav Yehuda Amarav, v'chein l'tfila. This is Lach L'maisa. The same thing applies to tfila. What does that mean, v'chein l'tfila? Rashi says, v'chein l'tfila, Ha'omed min ha'agaf v'lifnim mitztarif l'asara. La'omed chutz l'pesach ein mitztarif. You want to count for a minion. And one guy standing on the nine people standing inside the room, and one guy is on the outer side of the doorway. He can't count as a minion, according to Rashi. He has to be on the inner side of the doorway. He can't count as a minion. Tosfos says, let's just read it. Let's finish the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Chaim Tfila, Upliga de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and there's a mach that argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua said, Afilu Mechita Shal Barzel, Einam Afsekes Ben Yisrael Avim Shema Shemaim. Even if you have an iron curtain, that doesn't separate between Yisrael and their Father in Heaven. Meaning, even if there's a Mechita that separates between the nine and the base of Knesset, the tenth who's outside, that doesn't prevent them from joining together because there's not considered a Hefsek. So I don't know what that means. If he's here and the other person's on the outside of the wall, I'm not sure. But Tosos points out, Tosos says, Beheris Bekuntras, the Indian Tziruf. We're talking about making a minion. He says, V'ein Nira doesn't seem to be correct. The Be'elu Ne'amarin, Gemara and Sota says, Mashma Sugya de Gemara, the Halacha of Shua ben Levi. Because the one Gemara says, the Halacha is like Shua ben Levi, the Amar Afil Mechita Shalvar Azal Ein Mavsekes, which is fine. Or with Perikol Gogos in Erevin, Mashma Stam de Gemara, the Mechita Mavsekes, the Tziruf. There, it's mashma that the mechitza does separate in order to prevent combination. The ka'amar teisha v'ketana, the efek b'dol. Remember, we had those cases of the big chatzeros and the small chatzeros. So there also we have the nine are in the one big room and one's in the other room. Aim at starfim. That's not. They don't combine. Ulin and shofar megillah nami lo matzis lefarish. Also comes to shofar and megillah. I skipped something. No. The Tanan Behedja, Perigro, based in Hayover Achari Beis HaKnesses, is someone walking past the Beis HaKnesses, Oshaya Beis Osamach Beis HaKnesses, or his house is near the Shul, Bishamach Shofar Megillah, he hears the Shofar of the Megillah, Imkivin Libo, Yotza, he was Yotze. So what's going on? Is it, who are we passing like? One Gemara seems to pass like Rav Shua ben Levi, one Gemara seems to pass like Rav Yehuda Merav. So the Gemara is to. Right, not the other one.
The small door into the big one.
Right, because that had to deal with how if you view it as one room or not. But the case was where they weren't viewing it as one room, are they, which is the other way around what you're saying, then. Right, that's what he says. Tosa quotes Sekamar. Tes Bikatana, the Echas Bigadola, Ain Mitzdarfin. That's the Gemara here. Right. Right, okay, I understand, but he's quoting the Gemara that says, were they not mitzarif? But why not? They see each other. Right? So the Gemara says, so Omeri, near the Reed, the Hacha Mayri le'inim le'anos yochi kedusha v'heshmei rabba. He says, no, there's two different things. Halacha le'maisa, you have to be in the same room. to be mitzarif. The question is over here, is if you have a minion in one room, and the other person, and that number 11, is outside of the doorway, door frame. Can he answer a minion heishmei rabba? Is he considered part? He can't create the minion, but can he benefit from the minion? Right? The heishmei rabba, the ein lechitzim of seket, Rav Yehuda ben Levi. Rav Yehuda of sekes came there with dorot zorah chatzara. But to create the minion, they're going to agree that you all have to be in the same room. So it's becoming a shaila today when some people want to be in the main room, and they're, what about behind the mechitza? What if you're in a separate women's section? Can you count? Can you count? So it's a machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. I think the Mishnah Berurah is more makel. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, you can't count. So you have to figure out, is this considered a real mechitza? Maybe it can move, and therefore it's not a mechitza, it's in the same room. What if the 10th guy is in the balcony? Is he going to count? So you have to, there's other shilohs that are coming up now, especially nowadays when people are trying to, outside and yonim also, how far away. If he has kavan, that's what the Gemara said. And the Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. The Gemara says, the Mishnah itself seems to be Sosar itself. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Min ha'agafi lifnim ki lifnim. It says, from the doorway inside is considered inside. Ha'agaf atzmo. So therefore, the thickness of the door frame itself, the diyuk is, that's kilachutz. But Ema Seifa says Minagaf lechutz kelechutz ha'agaf atzmo kelifnim. Then it's mashma that the thickness is like inside. You make the diuk either way. The Gemara says no kasha. No, there's no kasha. The Mishnah is talking about two different cases. Kan, the second halacha in the Mishnah is b'sha'arei azara. It's talking about the gates of the azara, the gates of the base of the mikdash. There, that's where it says that only from Minagaf lechutz is not kodesh, but the thickness is kodesh. So from the gates coming from the base of mikdash. Once you enter the thickness of the gates, that's going to be kodesh. Min agaf, right? Makam b'shar Yishlayim. But the first din that makes the diuk that the thickness is considered like the inside, that's talking about the gates of Yerushalayim, that those have the kedusha of the ear. They actually were mekadesh the thickness of the gate as part of Yerushalayim. The Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, b'pnei ma lo nikatshu shar Yerushalayim. Why were the gates of Yerushalayim? I think it was the other way around. Khan, the second din is talking about the Sharia Zara. So therefore, only from the agaf on the outside. No, the rochav itself is niskadish, Rashi says. Wait, we didn't get there yet. Are outside the city. Okay, so I said it right the first way. I said it wrong the second way. The Shari Yerushalayim, that only the Gaf Milifim are Kodesh, but the thickness is considered outside Yerushalayim. Whereas the thickness is considered inside the base of Mikdash, if the thickness is considered outside Yerushalayim. So then Marcel said, the Amar of Yishmuel, Bar Yitzchak, the Malon is Kachi Shari Yerushalayim. Why is the thickness not considered Kodesh Yerushalayim? Rav Nechshon Mitzorim, Maginu Tachteyem, B'chamet Me'achamo, B'chamet Negeshamim. The Mitzorayim are waiting till their time to come in, and they wait outside, and they use the shade or the protection of the walls, either from the rain or from the sun. But Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak named Malonis Kach Shar Niknor. The Shar Niknor is the only gate in the base of Migdash where we say the thickness is not considered Kodesh. Why? The Mitzorim stand there. Umachnisim Bahonos Yadam. They have to stick their thumbs into the base of Migdash to get to have the oil dipped on their thumbs, part of the Tahara process. So what are they going to do? So if you made the thickness of Shar Niknor Kodesh, they would have to stand on the other side. They wouldn't be able to get their thumbs into the base of Migdash. So we make that thickness not Kodesh. They stand there. I guess they have a permit now to put their thumbs into the base of Migdash. They put the oil on and then they're good to go, I believe. What? It's the blood from the korban? Right, they put it on the thumb. Tomorrow's regular schedule.